Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by an extra special guest, Mr. Carl Dix, who is the founding member and a representative of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. He is also the co-founder of October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having me on again, Pearl.
Our pleasure. So, let's talk about the Tulsa Race Massacre, which happened 100 years ago on May the 31st and June the 1st, and it's also known as the Black Wall Street Massacre.
Okay. No, I mean, this is an important thing because we just passed 100 years since the Tulsa Race Massacre, and this was a situation where mobs of thousands of whites, armed to the teeth, joined and even led by the local sheriffs, joined by the National Guard, and supported by other institutions in the Tulsa and Oklahoma area, marauded into the black neighborhood of Greenwood, which was also called Black Wall Street because of the successful black businesses that existed in that area, and destroyed the whole thing. And what sparked this was a report, which turned out to be false, that a young black man had attacked a white woman in an elevator in the center of the city, and the mob gathered to attempt to lynch the young man. A number of black World War I veterans came down to the police station, offered their services to the sheriff to stop the lynching and defend the young man, not to free him, but to give him his legal rights. And this enraged the white mob. And then the sheriff stood with them. And this unleashed this whole thing. And it went on for 2 days, like you said. And more than 300 black people were murdered. Thousands of black people were chased from their homes, and 40 square blocks of the city of Tulsa, the Greenwood Black Wall Street area, was destroyed to the ground. No one has ever been punished in any way for this horror. There were no criminal trials, and it wasn't hard to find the perpetrators because they allowed themselves to be photographed. They bragged about it. Postcards were made of this. But there was an attempt to not only exonerate the perpetrators, but to wipe the thing from history. And many people who were from Oklahoma and even from the Tulsa area have said, even up to the past few years, they did not know this had happened. They didn't know about it because it was forbidden to talk about it. Black people in the area felt that this was something that you could lose your life if you protested against it. A number of people did protest, tried to take it to court, tried to do other things, but found no avenues of redress. Insurance companies wouldn't even honor policies that people had put on their businesses, on their homes, on their churches, or their schools. This is how horrific this is. And it's important to get that this was not an isolated incident, because in the years after World War I, there were dozens of such rampages by white mobs into black neighborhoods. In 1919, there were so many that the leader of the NAACP called the summer of 1919, the Red Summer, for the blood of black people that was spilled in that area. And it's important to get that we're not just talking history here, because 100 years after Tulsa also coincided with 1 year after the police murder of George Floyd. And it underscores, because the murder of George Floyd by the police was also not an isolated incident, and it underscored that the horror that this system has inflicted on black people has been from the very beginning up to today, from slavery, the Jim Crow segregation and lynch mob terror, to the police terror and the inequality that's enforced today. And Bob Avakian, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, has said that Tulsa, together with the continuing oppression inflicted on black people, holds a profound lesson. That lesson being that this system cannot and will not end the oppression of black people, and that if that oppression is going to be ended, and it must be ended, it's going to take revolution, nothing less.
And that actually leads to my next question, because I was going to ask you, what lessons can we learn from this historic, devastating event as we move forward in 2021?
Well, that I encapsulated the lesson, and then let's talk about it. The lesson is that this oppression is really built into the fabric and framework of the system. And some people point to recent developments like Juneteenth being made a national holiday, the fact that Joe Biden talked about Tulsa being a stain on the history of America, and they contrasted that to the approach that Donald Trump took to it. Well, the Republican fascists, Republic fascists, I call them, their approach to Tulsa was embodied in the rally that Trump held in 2020 in Tulsa, almost coinciding with Juneteenth. In fact, he held it in Tulsa, and it was like a gathering of the descendants of the lynch mob that went into Tulsa and destroyed Greenwood. But we have to ask ourselves, what does the Democratic Party hold for black people and other oppressed people on this front? And yes, they will make Juneteenth a holiday, a national holiday, but will they do anything to stop the terror that's coming down today? Will they take steps to actually stop the way that police brutalize and even murder black and brown people? And no, they will not. You can even look at their touted police reform bill, and you go through it and you say, well, what does this bill do? Well, it does ban chokeholds by police on citizens, which is a way that the police have murdered a number of black people, from Eric Garner to many other people. And what Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd was a form of a chokehold, putting his knee on the man's neck. Mm-hmm. But see, chokeholds are already illegal. I mean, some police departments have banned them, like the NYPD, but when George Pantaleo, the cop who murdered Eric Garner, put a chokehold on Eric Garner and choked him to death as he said, "I can't breathe," that cop was never punished. So saying you're going to ban chokeholds, saying you're going to make it possible to sue the individual police who brutalize and murder black people does not stop the horror. What you have to do is you have to get at, well, why do the police brutalize and murder people? And why do they get away with it? And the fact that they get away with it again and again and again, including like when Derek Chauvin was found guilty of the murder of George Floyd, the days leading into it, police murdered several black people in high-profile incidents. Those police were exonerated immediately. The day the jury came down with its verdict, a young black woman in Ohio was killed by the police. That police officer was defended. You know, so they were basically saying, well, we're going to because this incident was so high profile and because so many people protested across the country and around the world, we will send Derek Chauvin to prison, but we will not stop our police from brutalizing and murdering you. And then we have to ask, why do the police do this? Why do they get away with it? And it's because they are doing the job that the system has them out there to do. They're the frontline enforcers for the inequality, the discrimination, and the misery that this system has had black people in and has kept most black people in, even as some have risen to get better positions in society. Most black people have been kept in lower positions in society. And then even those black people who have risen to better positions in society, if they are paying attention, know that that will not protect them if the police come down on them, because there have been many cases where black business people have been brutalized and murdered by police. And even in the last couple years, there have been cases where black players in the NBA have been set upon and brutalized by the police. And then the police's excuse is, oh, we didn't know you were a professional basketball player, which tells you what this comes down to. Like, your black skin is what directs this terror and this brutality towards you. And if you have your pass, like I'm a well-known celebrity, you might be able to avoid it. And make that might, because it won't always protect you and won't always save you.
So, Mr. Dix, thank you so much for this powerful presentation. And how can one learn more about your work and what you do?
Oh, actually, that's an important point. One thing that I wanted to say is that I recently did a talk on the Tulsa race massacre, which people can view the video of it by going to the website revolutionbooksnyc.org. And they also should go to the website revcom.us. They should go to that website because it carries, I made the point that it's going to take revolution, nothing less, to end the oppression of black people and to end the other horrors the system brings down. And they can find coverage of the horrors the system inflicts on people all around the world and the resistance that's being waged to those horrors. And they can find the work of Bob Avakian, the leader of the movement for an actual revolution in this country, at that website. And they should go to the RevCom's YouTube channel. That's R-E-V-C-O-M-S, RevCom's. Go to YouTube and then put in RevComs, and you can find a YouTube channel, because we have a weekly YouTube show, a one-hour YouTube show that also is covering what's happening around the world. And it is especially covering right now the declaration and call from the RevComs for people to get organized now for a real revolution. And the declaration and call is both a written document, but it was also manifested in marches in different cities across the country with that same message. Only a real revolution can end not only the oppression of black people, but the oppression of women, what's being done to our immigrant sisters and brothers, the destruction of the environment of the planet. And people need to check this out and get with it and connect with the Revolution Club through going to those websites, because there are important things that we're doing in the coming period.
All right. Thank you so much.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.